This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've been doing an every now and then series the past couple of months about first jobs, because almost by definition, everybody's had one, right? Today, a woman who found her first job at the zoo.
My name is Hannah Hayes. My first job was a zoo chef. Once I completed the sort of introductory program of cleaning up animal excrement in all kinds of exhibits, I got to shadow the commissary employees, and they prepare all of the food for the animals. I had these visions of going out on the gators and taking food to the actual animals and watching them enjoy it and feeling satisfaction for that. And then when I got there, it turned out that I was locked in a pretty big industrial kitchen all day. And it was fluorescently lit, and there was a really terrible, crackly transistor radio playing Garth Brooks all the time. And not exactly how I envisioned spending my summer vacation. When I would go into the building, there would be whiteboards around the entire room, and I would just start with the recipes on the left side and work my way around. And each animal had a specific diet that it was supposed to be given. I would make fruit salad for parrots. I would create pine cones covered in peanut butter with chocolate chips or whatever the bears wanted to eat. I often would go into the freezer to get out dead baby mice for the snakes. There were lots of creative liberties I could take in terms of ingredients, in terms of what would compose an elephant salad. I kind of had a range of different lettuce varieties I could pick from. And that was definitely my first experience in a industrial commercial kitchen. At first, I was kind of apprehensive and scared about what they were asking me to do. By the end of it, I think I felt pretty empowered about what I could accomplish, and made me feel empowered in the kitchen, essentially, that I could create things.
Hannah Hayes is a magazine food editor right now. Our series comes from a book edited by Merritt Watts. It's called First Jobs.